are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, March the 7th. I was getting ready to say Tuesday. I guess I was stayed up late a little bit too late last night. You know, right now, some of you guys know, most of you know, that I'm Keith Pompey. I'm the beat writer for the 76ers for the Philadelphia Inquirer, Daily News, and Philly.com. The reason why I'm a little tired is because I only got like 2 hours of sleep last night. You know, we flew from Charlotte, or I flew from Charlotte to Miami this morning. I had a 6 a.m. flight. I was under the impression when I booked the flight that the 76ers were going to practice today. They canceled the practice. I think they're going to do something light, but it's not going to constitute a practice. So they're not going to have any media avail. But last night, the Sixers got a rare road win. It was a good road win. They beat the Charlotte Hornets 128 to 114. I want to talk to y'all a little bit about that. I want to talk to y'all about Robert Covington having a superb game. You know, there's been a lot of people criticizing him for making $16 million this year, but when you have 22 points, you do 5-for-9 shooting on threes, and you hold all-star, two-time all-star Kemba Walker to 5 points on 1-for-9 shooting, you know, I don't think people should question the money. Now, again, I know Robert Covington has been struggling, but, you know, we all know, and I said this before, that he struggles a lot. But before I get into that, he struggles a lot because he gets in the slumps, but then he gets out of these slumps. And, you know, hopefully for the Sixers that he'll get out of that slump fairly soon and in the playoffs and play at a high level. I will say that yesterday's game was arguably one of the best ones that I've seen him play in a long time. I mean, he's a 3-and-D guy, and that's exactly what he did. He D'd Kemba Walker up. And he hit a lot of threes. Now, just to change up a little bit, just let you know the situation. So, I'm a little excited that I get an off day in Miami, so to speak. But it's really never an off day because you have to write a story. So, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the ocean, right? I'm looking through some palm trees and I'm looking at the ocean. I'm seeing people, you know, walking on a beach. You know, I see people walking to the beach, people having fun. But a brother is tired. And I'm tired because my flight was at, you know, 6 a.m. because I was under the impression that the 76ers were going to practice. And as I said, you know, that was canceled or the media avail was canceled because they're not going to do 5-on-5 scrimmaging. And when they don't do that, they don't have to have media avail. So I get here. I'm excited. I'm tired. But my room isn't ready. So I'm sitting here in the lobby. It's loud as heck. I'm actually on the second level of the lobby, waiting for my room. And excuse me, but I'm pretty sure you can hear all the noise in the background. I wish I could go to a quieter place, but I just can't. Don't have it right now. Unless I just walk on the street and bust blocks. And it's loud out there with all the cars and people revving engines and bikes and scooters and stuff like that. So I'm sorry, but this is the best for now. But right there, I just want to share that with y'all because a lot of people, I was tweeting out photos and people saying how jealous they are. And Keith Pompey, you're living a life. And I want to say, but y'all got 8 hours of sleep last night. And even if you didn't get eight, I'll say, oh, but y'all got 6 hours of sleep last night. Or y'all got 4 hours of sleep last night. Or y'all got 2.5 hours of sleep last night. So, you know, is a great job. Believe me, I love it. But when you're on the road and you travel sometimes, it's a lot of times that you don't get to go to sleep. And the reason being is I'll tell you why. Like, some people say, well, why you get up at 6 a.m. and take the 6 a.m. flight? The reason is because a lot of times, you know, they cancel flights a lot, especially in the wintertime. And it's a lot. It's, sometimes it doesn't have to do with, you know, because you're in a warm weather climate or you're in a cold weather. It's where your flight is coming from. So, like, sometimes if the flight doesn't get there at night, the night before, then you're screwed in the morning. Or if it doesn't get there, you know, early in the morning, then you're screwed, you know, for a later flight. So typically, you know, I was told by a couple of the guys who are my mentors on the beat, they always told me, you take the first flight out, because if that flight gets canceled, then they'll get you on the next flight or the flight after that. But if your flight gets, once things get canceled and you're like, and especially if your flight is like around 11 or noon or what have you, and that flight gets canceled, 9 out of 10 times you won't get out the next day or the day after that. So that's the reason why I do it. And typically the Sixers, when they practice, is anywhere between like 11 a.m. to noon. So, you know, one of those things, I wanted to get here, you know, get here in enough time to whereas I could, you know, basically, you know, relax, probably get something to eat, and then head over to practice. But in regards to practice, I mean, in practice, you know, the 76ers, you know, they're going to do a little something when it should be good. But the thing that y'all really want to hear about is the game. Now, the game last night, I must say, was probably the best performance I've seen in a while, a road performance. The only thing that alarms me about that is, and I have to be real here, is that it came against a team that, with that loss, lost its fourth consecutive game. It came against a team that, you know, is right now frustrated. I mean, how else can you explain Michael Kidd-Gilchrist getting two technical fouls? Because he didn't get a call, you know, with 3:50 left in the first half. I mean, this guy is a bright guy. This guy is a great guy. And it seems like to me that was a frustration call. Then you saw Dwight Howard getting frustrated because he was getting called for fouling Joel Embiid when he was fouling Joel Embiid. And he received a technical later. So, you know, to me, this is a frustrating team. You know, you're hearing things about the coach, Steve Clifford, who's a hell of a coach, who's a great guy, too. You're hearing stories that he may lose his job. So, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, this was a okay win, a good win, right? I'm not going to say, okay, it was a good win. But then when you consider who it came against, you also consider that their other road win was against the Cleveland Cavs, who were without two starters. And then the one before that was against the Chicago Bulls, who are arguably one of the worst teams. Not arguably, they are one of the worst teams in the league. So the true test is going to come tomorrow when the Sixers play the Miami Heat at American Airlines Arena. You know, they should have defeated the Heat the last game. J.J. Redick, last time they played them, J.J. Redick, like, missed a three-pointer at the buzzer that would have won the game. So I'm not taking anything away from this loss. I think they executed well. They shot the ball well. They shot a season high 57.5%. They had 35 assists. 35, right? They shot 80 from the three-throw line, 12 for 15. They made 16 threes, which is their second highest total of the season, right? And we'll get into covering. Robert Covington had 22 points. He made 5 of 9 threes, as I talked about earlier. Then you look at Dario Saric. He had 19 points, 4 of 7. You know, I mean, they had ballast all the way down. Joel Embiid had 18 points. You have Ben Simmons with 16 points, 13 assists, 8 rebounds, right? You have J.J. Redick with 14 points, and he was 3-for-5 on threes. And then you have Marco Bellinelli with 11 points. And then you had Ersan Ilyasova with 11 points. TJ McConnell with 8. Amir Johnson had 7 points on 3-for-4 shooting. He was 1-for-1 on threes today, yesterday. So, you know, you see the balance. You see the team playing well. You see a lot of things happening. You know, it's just that, you know, I want to see this team do this against a quality opponent. You know, and I'm not hating on them. I just think that we want to see them do it against a quality opponent. Now, again, this Charlotte team isn't out of the playoffs. It's still early as far as, like, to hit the panic mode. I know the people in Charlotte are like, oh, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to do anything. But at the same time, you know, they can go on a run. You know, teams could lose. You know, they do have a quality ball club. And they're a team that has length. They're a team that's athletic. But, again, when it just seems like whenever the Sixers play outside of Cleveland, whenever they play a playoff caliber team or a team if the regular season would end today, would be in the playoffs, they lose, right? Recently, they just lost. So that's why I keep saying tomorrow's game is extremely important. But I like what I saw from the 76ers. The balance was great. The shooting was great. But I just need to see it against a quality team. I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.